Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Spirit Connection. Doug Addison here. I am so excited that you took valuable time to join me. You know, time's something that we all have in common, but many of us don't seem to have enough of it. So I want to talk this week about how to maximize your time, how to develop a strategy to position yourself to get a breakthrough. Also, some very powerful activation prayers at the end. I want to tell you a little bit more about my story. Maybe you've heard some of this before, but it'll help you to understand where I'm coming from. I was a part of the human potential movement back in the 1980s. It was kind of a new age thing. I was in my mid-20s living in San Francisco, but then I had gotten off drugs. I had a radical encounter with Jesus and the power of God. It rocked my world in 1988, and I had been a backslidden mess, wounded by churches because they didn't understand my calling, or they didn't understand either, and I needed the power of the Holy Spirit. God immediately began to speak to me. He started to clarify to me. He made himself real, and I got this amazing job when I was 29, and he started to show me, you know, what the truth was about the movement that I was involved in. And I started realizing, wow, a lot of those principles I was learning back then were from the Bible, but they needed to be cleaned up. So listen, I was working for a company in San Francisco that had season's tickets to the 49ers. Wow, I got to go to Joe Montana, Jerry Rice football games that made history. How good is that? This company also took an interest in me. They sent me to some cutting-edge management training. It included a lot of personal development and coaching. It was a little bit ahead of its time. And it didn't take me long to realize that, yep, those principles, many of them were actually from the Bible. And especially the more I started studying the Bible, I started realizing that I could take this stuff. I had a refound faith. I had a great job. The Spirit, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. I had a Spirit-filled church that I found that was helping me with my spiritual life and my walking me through getting healed of my wounds of my past. And I noticed that when I would take the principles that I found in the Bible that were also taught in the business seminars and applied them to every area of my life through a relationship with God and the power of the Holy Spirit, wow, my life skyrocketed. You know, I had been bankrupt and about to commit suicide just a few years before, but now I'm driving a new car. I had a house, and I was doing ministry in my spare time after work. I was going to Death Row San Quentin, visiting discipling inmates on Death Row. I preached each week at a homeless ministry in San Francisco. I was doing outreaches at my church, and actually I started up a local missions ministry. We were doing all kinds of fun stuff, and the power of God was showing up. I also continued in my personal recovery and healing for a few years. You know, that's important. It's really important that you get healing. I wrote this all in a book about my experiences called Personal Development God's Way. Long story short, that was almost 30 years ago. I've now committed my life to helping people find their destiny, hear the voice of God, and understand the supernatural in their life. So I want to share with you some of the things today that I wish someone would have taught me a long time ago. And so not so much teaching mode today, but I want to walk you through some practical exercises that will activate you into your calling. I normally do these things once a year myself, and I also share them with others or my coaching groups, but you can do this anytime. It doesn't have to be first of the year. I want to talk, first of all, about moving into a greater level of fulfillment in your life and how to go after your dreams, how to go from one level to another, like getting in an elevator. Maybe you can identify with some of these symptoms of people who need a breakthrough in their life. You want to do something positive, but you don't know exactly where to start. You feel stuck in your current situation or job or relationship, or you feel as if there's something more, but you don't know what it is. You don't know what the details are, but boy, it's nagging at you because you know it's there. You have a difficult time making decisions. Maybe you're afraid to make decisions at all. You procrastinate on a regular basis, even on things that you know are important to you. You've given up on some dreams, or less passionate about many of them. Or maybe you've stepped out in the past and things fell apart, and you're waiting on God to tell you what to do next. Well, those are signs you need a breakthrough. Early in my spiritual life, I made some radical changes, but later on, I start sinking back into that place of complacency, procrastination. I got busy. I stopped doing the very things that helped me get to where I was. Then in 2004, I was struggling. I was overweight. I was overworking. I was desperately in need of hearing God. I needed a breakthrough. God gave me some strategies that allow me to write a book in 3 weeks, to lose weight, to get out of debt. I now teach these all over the world. But then here it was 2012. I start struggling again as if history repeated. I was ready to sell a desk on Craigslist.com just to get enough money to update my website so we could get out of debt. No matter how little or how hard I worked, it wouldn't seem to break through. But then I got some revelation from the Lord. And guess what? I didn't have to sell the desk. But it was amazing things started to happen. Our finances came in and began to step up to the next level of what God called us to. So many of you right now need a breakthrough. Maybe it's your relationships, your health, business, your ministry, hearing God, finances, something that you're struggling with that you can't seem to overcome. Well, the first step for all of us is to cultivate a spiritual atmosphere and position yourself for a breakthrough. Align yourself with God and the heavenly biblical principles. If you do that, all things are going to flow together. Seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, Jesus said, and all of these things will come to you. So realize that you're unique. Here's a few things that helps people. After coaching so many people don't realize that you were created uniquely by God to do something. God loves you. You're not a mistake. There's no one else like you. God is limitless. What you can do through God's power and love through the Holy Spirit has no limits. You've got everything you need. All we need to do is remove limiting beliefs about ourselves and God. Just keep working on it. It will happen. You need to get a hold of some of these encouraging affirmations over your life. God is for you. He's not against you. God loves you. He desires for you to succeed and prosper. He's not punishing you. God is not angry at you because there's forgiveness of sins. I'm telling you, those things can get embedded in there by bad experiences and bad theology. But if you get these things into your spirit, today people might be telling you different. Your mind, the enemy, people around you might be saying things, but God is really, really for you, and so am I. You know, I've heard people talk about prosperity. Prosperity to me is having the time and money to do what God calls me to do when he calls me to do it. You have everything you need. You have access to everything. You have the Holy Spirit, and you have the Word of God. You have people. We have the internet. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. But with God, all things are possible, Matthew 19:26. You know, to get these things, we need to get them in our spirit, but most of the time, we need to overcome fear. I am fast-forwarding you right now into your destiny. This is a crash course of destiny right now. Probably some of the best things you're going to ever hear. If you could listen to this over and over, and I'm going to give you some exercises at the end that's going to really open things up for you. You know, we have to overcome fear. That is a four-letter word that starts with F, by the way. 2 Timothy 1:7, you know, for God did not give you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. Let me just pause for a moment and break that right now. So Father, we just break the spirit of fear. And I tell you, it has been ruling the world, ruling in people's lives. It was in my life. It tries to get back in. I break it in the name of Jesus. I break its power. Father, I release now love, power, and a sound mind in Jesus' name. Yeah. Wow. This is good stuff. You need to create an environment. And what you do daily builds into your future. You know, the past is still the past. You can't change the past. But you know what? If you change your present, then you are changing your future. What you do daily builds into that. I've talked a lot about the breakthrough lifestyle. In fact, one of the previous podcasts this month, I talked about doing small things consistently each day. They will add up to big change in a short period of time. Another thing is to change the spiritual atmosphere around you. You might hear me talk about this a lot because you need to get it in your spirit. It takes practice. Being loving, being thankful, giving of yourself. What you sow is what you reap. If you're sowing grumbling, complaining, and fear, doubt, and things like that, you probably are living under a closed heaven. And it probably is why you're not hearing God. It's probably why you're not receiving blessings that you might think you should based on what you hear read in the Bible, because what you sow is what you reap. Realize this. Jesus couldn't even do miracles in the areas where there was doubt. And so one of the things that you can do right now is to turn that around by sowing blessing, getting away from negativity, drop out of the grumbler's club. You'll be able to hear God consistently, like me. I'm able to hear God consistently now because I have been doing these things consistently. You'll want to develop what I call CIA, continual improvement always. This is removing those inner obstacles, developing a plan, continuing to grow. Find someone who's doing what you want to do or feel called to do and study how they did it. Read their book. Talk to them. Take their class or take them. If it's someone that you know in your community, ask if they'd go out for coffee and ask them a few questions. Another thing is learn to hear God's voice. You can learn to discern God's voice. Once you know God's voice, then you're going to set yourself up for a breakthrough. Here's a quick tip, to get through how to hear God, whether you need to know if it's from God, yourself, or the enemy, is study the last time that you heard the Lord or had an answered prayer. Go back and study how it came to you. Study these things. If you study these experiences, then you'll start to know the real when it comes. You can get a strategy from God and work hand in hand with Him. Hearing God and doing something small to activate it is what brings change. Now, some people, when I first started teaching this, start thinking that I was talking about striving. It wasn't striving at all. It was just being able to move forward, on doing a little test run on different things. All right, let me just take a break here as far as the teaching goes. And I want to put on a question that came in from one of our financial partners at Enlight Connection.
Hi, Doug. My name is Pam, and my question is, can God fulfill a promise through an alternative avenue than the avenue He originally told you when you made the promise? In other words, God made a promise which involved the cooperation of others who, for whatever reason, chose not to cooperate. Is it possible Plan A could still happen at a later time, or does Plan A become void and I should be awaiting revelation of Plan B?
Wow, that's a great question. I get that one a lot, actually. Here's what she's asking. It's timing, basically, a timing question. And let's say that God gave you, He spoke to you, because we're talking about hearing God here. We're talking about activating it. Let's say God spoke to you to start a business with a person. That was Plan A. And then that person, for whatever reason or the situation, things happened. Maybe the person said no. Maybe something happened, and it never came about. So what she's asking here is, Should I keep holding on to that promise, or should I move on to Plan B? Well, there's no real cut and dry answer, but my tendency after years of coaching people is if you're dealing with people, other people, quite often it can change and they can say no, and God's not a dictator, and especially having to do with relationships. If you think you should marry someone and suddenly it doesn't work out, then you could either stay on faith, stand on faith with that. I would take it to the Lord and ask Him, should I stand on faith, or is there a time when I should go on to the next thing? Quite often, it's time. In fact, I feel that for a lot of people, that it's time to let go of some of those older promises and move on to what's next. All right, let's get practical now. I want to walk you through some exercises that I do in my own life and in my coaching groups. It's going to help you to bring clarity, as it helps to know the right questions to ask yourself. Even though I recorded this in January, you can do this any time of the year or as often as you want to. You can look back, you know, on it later on. Write these things down if you can, use them over and over, because I use them a lot. Here's one thing. It's called looking back. What happened exercise? What did, you know, let's look over the last year. What did God do? What can you be grateful for? Was there any answered prayers? What did you learn? What happened? For me, last year was about a lot of radical changes. There was a lot of good and a lot of challenges and a lot of setbacks. What did God do? For me, He promoted me to a new level in the prophetic and the spirit. He gave me a lot of favor through the internet, but also I went through some rough times getting there. Other question, what can I be grateful for? My wife, my family, my amazing Enlight Connection team that's committed to help me, my financial partners, people listening to my podcast and reading my daily prophetic words. Were there any answered prayers? Well, yeah, I was healed of Lyme disease, multiple chemical sensitivity. I got a healing of Huntington's disease that was documented by UCLA this year. And even though I'm still struggling with some things, I did get a lot of answered prayer. What did I learn? Do not give up. Reach out to others. So that's the first session. Ask that to yourself on a regular basis. Here's the second part. It's called the more or less test. What do you want more of in your life, and what do you want less of? Well, for me, it might be obvious, but sometimes when we write it down, it helps us to see where we really are. I want more of God's presence. I want more friends and time with my family. What do I want less of? I want less stress. I want less sickness. I want less struggles. Here's another question. What worked last year? Were there things that worked for you? For me, changing to ministering on the internet instead of going to live events worked for me. It was some drawbacks there because I really like interacting with people live, even though I still do some. But that worked for me. And then what did not work was using my old model of ministry. Every time I try to go to a live event, I would try traveling, then I would, you know what, it would take me probably 4 weeks or so to recover from it, whereas I used to do 150 days a year for 10 years. So what worked now, I have to realize that it takes time to do things, and as God's doing something new, we want to look at what's working now and what's not working and don't go back. Here's another question. I call this the asset test. Now, this is important because you need to realize that you're not alone, that God has called you to something and there's resources around you. So the asset test would be to make a list of the people that you know that are with you. So what resources do you have? Maybe it's your pastor. Maybe it's your friends. Maybe it's a mentor or a coach. But did you know the internet, my podcast, my daily prophetic words might help you. Books and courses, those are also resources that you can have in your life. Here's another question. What people are in your life right now? Who are they? List them out. Friends, family, church, work, school. List them out by name. And I always kind of put something next to it, like what I value in them or how they can help me. There's some people that are friends that can give you advice, and there's others that can't. And family might not always work out like that, so you want to be careful with that. So you want to identify the resources that you have so that you know that you're not alone. How can I build a winning team around me? This is a question. This is a question I ask. You'll want to gather the resources of people and make a list of them and begin to build a team. You can create a map. A manageable action plan. What are three things that you want to do this year? This is how you create a map. Here's a quick way. What are three things you want to do this year? Pick one. Write a short paragraph about it. Now come up with three easy steps that you can take. Pick one. Do it today. This is what I do on a weekly basis. I look at the things, like let's just an example, three things you might want to do this year. Maybe lose weight or get healthy, start or write a book, get ministry training. If that's your three things, pick one. All right, let's say that you pick the book, then write a short paragraph about that. I want to write a book that will help people who have been struggling with their finances. So I can help people with what I got through because I've gone through this myself and I've had the pain and I want to help others with my pain. I want my pain to be others' gain. And it'll be geared towards Christians, and I want to use biblical principles and prayers and practical exercises to get out of debt and to get on the road to recovery. Now, that's a paragraph on how to write a book. Three steps that you can take towards it. Well, you can write a book outline. That's a the first one is to write a quick outline. Second, do some research on, research online on how to write a book. Talk to someone who's gone through it. Now, choose one of those. Those are the three steps. Choose one of them. Let's say that you choose research. Then go online or talk to someone and talk to them about, you know, someone who's written a book. And if you want to learn to write a book, I have an online class because I went through this for the longest time. I knew that I was called to write a book, but I didn't know where to start. And it took me years to get a breakthrough in this. And I felt tormented and tortured every time I tried to move forward in it. And I didn't know what to do. And finally, God gave me these principles. And so I wrote a book called Write a Book Quickly because I like to help other people. If I get a breakthrough and I've had to suffer, I want others to have a gain from my pain. So I wrote the, I did my book, Write a Book Quickly, where I did these exact things. I used all these things. Where I took three things. I decided I wanted to do three. Pick one, do it. Find three things, pick one, do it. Do that consistently. So Write a Book Quickly turned into an online course, Write Your Book Now. And it's actually a kit with everything you need to start your write your book from start to finish, including videos and Word documents and things like that. But here's what's up, what's more, is I believe God wants to give you a breakthrough. And it's easy to do. All you have to do is start to develop that breakthrough lifestyle. Do small things over time consistently towards things that you want to accomplish in your life. The second thing is to change the spiritual atmosphere over yourself or over your situation. You do that by being grace, discovering grace in your life, having grace, gratitude, and generosity. Change the spiritual atmosphere by going on a negative talk and a negative thought fast. Change the spiritual atmosphere by not listening to negative talk radio or things like that. That'll change. It's so important right now to be the leaders and not the followers. We want to really step out right now spiritually because as Christians, as spirit-filled Christians, we have the light. We have it. We have what will change the world. We just need to step up and help other people at it. And I believe there's a breakthrough for you. So I want to pray, have a prayer right now. Father, I thank you for each person listening to me right now. And I know that you love each of them. And you know their stories. You know their struggles. You know what's going on right now inside their family. You know why things happened. You know what will happen. You know what's going on right now. So Father, I thank you that you love each of us. And that I just see the spirit of grace now being dropped over us right now. It's grace with a capital G, bold letters is what I'm seeing. Yeah, there's grace. God is giving you grace. He's turning the light on for many of you to understand that he's not a taskmaster. To understand how you treat others. Yep, how you treat others is how God wants you to treat yourself. Or how you be to yourself is how God wants you to be to others. So I thank you, Lord, for angels of grace. I thank you for the spirit of grace. And I know that there's so much more as grace is flowing. The spiritual realm is changing right now. And Lord, I thank you for breakthrough. I thank you that all that we need right now is in your word. And that that you're going to break through with our minds, a change. You're going to renew our minds and our relationships and our finances. You're going to now take those old habits that have been trying to hold us back. I'm seeing almost like a negative magnetic pull that's been on some people breaking right now in the spirit. And I thank you, God, that you're doing something new, a new thing in our lives. God, you're doing something new, something shifting in the spiritual realm right now. And I thank you that you're releasing strategies from heaven I see the wind of change starting to blow and the doors are going to open. And I release strategies right now for healing, emotional healing, relational healing, physical healing, financial healing, ministry and business ideas, dreams and visions, open heavens, the ability to know what to do next, the spirit of wisdom, to know who you are in Christ, to know how God sees you, and that you will come in line with the vision he has for you. Lord, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your angelic encounters that are going to happen more. And I thank you for the new things that are happening, because there's a new shift in the spirit. And there's a lot of new things coming right now. God, give us a sign of your goodness. Psalm 86:17. That we may know that you're with us. Give us a sign. Make a confirmation to us. So, Lord, I thank you that there's a shift in the turnaround in the spirit happening right now for each individual. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. It's been a powerful time. I can feel the presence and the anointing so strong. And, you know, you can check out all my training and resources and my articles at DougAddison.com. You can use coupon code PODCAST10. You'll save 10% on the online store. Also, follow me on Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. Also, my daily prophetic words, hashtag daily prophetic. Download my free ebook at my website called How to Hear God Clearly for Yourself. Hope to see you soon online. Check out my monthly webcast as well. And God bless you richly. Till next time.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.